Just 1 week before Mother's Day this year, a teenager handed her newborn baby boy, not more than a few hours old, to workers at a fire station in Chicago. The young mother then promptly left. But firefighters didn't track her down or call police with her description. Instead, they notified a local hospital. That's because relinquishing a newborn in that fashion is perfectly legal in Illinois. A baby who's no more than 7 days old can be left at a fire station, a police station, a hospital, or an emergency care facility in Illinois, and the parent needn't worry about criminal penalties as long as the baby wasn't abused. That's because of a law known as the Illinois Abandoned Infant Protection Act. A public relations campaign promotes it as a no-shame, no-blame, no-names way of handing over an infant. And that's precisely the idea behind the law. Once a baby is left in the hands of firefighters or police or medical workers, like the baby left at the Chicago fire station in early May, things promptly swing into action. First, as long as the baby hasn't been abused or neglected, the substitute caregivers can't try to track down the parent. She or he can maintain anonymity under the statute, and the law makes clear that anyone leaving a child in such a way can't be accused of child neglect or child endangerment or investigated in any way. Moreover, no one's supposed to publicly disclose any information regarding the individuals involved. Second, the substitute caregivers must make arrangements to have the child cared for medically. There's also a check to be sure that the baby isn't a missing child. And third, once the newborn is deemed healthy, the state must begin to make suitable custody arrangements. Under the statute, there's a presumption that handing over an infant means that the parent consents to have parental rights terminated. That presumption can be overcome, but within certain limitations. And there's also a search of the putative father registry in an attempt to contact the father before any adoption. Safe haven laws have their critics. Some argue that the laws run roughshod over the rights of fathers who might be willing to take responsibility. Others contend that the laws have relatively little practical impact and carry an ulterior pro-life symbolism. But there's some indication that the Illinois Act is working. The Chicago-based Save Abandoned Babies Foundation reports that 43 infants have been left in the hands of firefighters or police or medical personnel since the act became law in 2001. Apparently, not all new parents have gotten or heeded the message, though. Nearly 50 babies were left in unsafe places over the same time period, and about half of those babies died. Yet there's reason to hope that those numbers may be shrinking. A new part of the statute, passed late last summer, mandates that police and fire stations, hospitals, and emergency medical providers post signs in conspicuous places on the outside of their buildings explaining the program. Save Abandoned Babies likes to think that's why nobody's abandoned a baby illegally in Illinois since August 2007. So a young Chicago mother celebrated Mother's Day this year without her newborn. But for those who've supported the Illinois Abandoned Infant Protection Act since its inception in 2001, that's reason to celebrate. I'm Amy Gunn.